and in heart both in the winter and the summer seasons.
无论任何环境，我们的心都是火热的来侍奉我们所敬拜的这位天上的真神。
No matter what environment we are surrounded with, that we continue to have this heart of fire to serve our Lord.
我们下午就是跟大家来谈宣牧的食物筵席。
This afternoon we will study upon the topic church practical affairs study.
我们在座都是长子跟负责人。
Everyone here is the elders of the church or the ministers or council members.
我们应该有一个观念。
And so we should have this common concept.
教会是神的家，是神的国。
That the church is the house of God, it is the kingdom of God.
是神的殿。
It is the temple of God.
是神同在的地方。
It is a place where God abides with us.
所以我们教会在这世上要能够来荣耀主的名。
And so the church existing in this world needs to give glory to God.
能够引人归主。
Able to attract others to come to Christ.
来宣扬神的救恩。
And to preach the salvation of God.
所以我们要让主的名在地上被高举起来。
And so we must raise the name of God on earth.
让神的教会能够兴旺。
And so that the church of God can prosper.
所以教会有两个很重要的使命。
And so church has two important missions.
第一个就是对外传福音。
And the first is external, that is in the aspect of preaching.
就是引人归主。
And that is to preach the word of God so they can come to Christ.
所以传福音是教会的第一个使命。
And so preaching is one of the commissions that Jesus has bestowed.
所以教会应该要重视这个宣道工作。
And so the church needs to emphasize importantly upon this work.
有人说教会如果不宣道就没有明天。
There are some who says that if the church does not preach,There will be no tomorrow for church.
所以先道工作是很重要的。
And so the work of preaching is indeed very important.
这是使命。
It is a commission.
是不可抗拒的使命。
It is a commission that we cannot neglect.
是主耶稣最后升天之前吩咐门徒的使命。
It is also one of the commission before Jesus ascended to heaven that he has given to the disciples.
所以保罗他也讲。
And so Paul likewise said,
说这个责任已经托付给我们。
This responsibility has been given to our shoulders.
我们不传就有祸。
If we fail to preach, we are cursed.
如果去传你就有赏赐。
But if we preach, we are rewarded.
在哥林多前书第九章有一句话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, there is a passage.
说凡我所行的都为福音的缘故。
That whatever I do for the sake of the gospel.
就是要为了与人同得福音的好处。
And that is so others can enjoy the benefits of the gospel.
所以我们今天教会要看重这个福音。
And so today, our church must emphasize on this important work of preaching.
所以主耶稣说你们要往普天下传福音给万民听。
And that's why Jesus commanded the disciples to go around the world to preach the gospel of Christ.
使万民做我的门徒。
And so that all people of all race and nations can belong to him.
所以我们第一部分要来讲宣道的工作。
And so the first topic that we will go into in-depth study will be on the topic of preaching.
那第二部分我们要来讲教牧工作。
And the second topic that we will touch upon is upon pastoring.
那教牧工作是牧养的。
Pastoring is to shepherd the sheep.
主耶稣曾经对彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus Christ once told a disciple Peter and said, Do you love me?
彼得对主说，主啊，我爱你。
And so Peter's response to Jesus was, Lord, you know I love you.
主连续三次问彼得。
And so Jesus said this to Peter three times.
彼得也再回答主耶稣。
And Peter likewise replied Jesus three times.
说主啊，我爱你。
And he said, Jesus, I love you.
你知道的。
And you know this.
但主耶稣对他说，你要牧养我的羊。
But Jesus also said to him that you must tend my sheep.
我们今天信主的这个同龄就是主的羊。
And so all the believers within the church are the sheep of Christ.
所以教会要重视牧养工作。
And so the church also need to emphasize on the work of pastoring.
要怎么去牧养。
How do we go about pastoring the sheep?
所以这也是我们在教牧关怀里面很重要的一环。
And so this is also part of the ministry work that we must look upon.
有的教会很重视宣道。
There are some churches that emphasize a lot on pastoring.
那牧养呢？却产生很大的破口。
Emphasize a lot on preaching, but they have left a big hole on the work of pastoring.
那就像说鱼这么多，网破了。
And that is to say that there are many fishes in the net, but yet the net is broken.
所以这个流失变成增加，你虽然捕很多鱼也没有用。
And so although we have caught so many fishes, but because of the hole in the net, a lot of fish have escaped.
所以教会应该要能够求主保守，让我们鱼这么多，网没有破。
And so the church need to ask assistance from God that the net be mended and not be broken.
所以这两个工作都是一体两面。
And so these two work, though separate, but they are one.
也是环环相扣。
And they are actually dependent on one another.
而且这个两个工作就好像保罗在哥林多前书第三章所讲的。
And these two work is stated, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
保罗说我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
And Paul said, I planted Apollos watered.
我们今天这两个工作浇灌就是宣道。
Today,
栽种就是宣道。
Today, what it means to plant is to preach.
那浇灌是牧养。
And to water is to pastor.
两个要配合。
For the two must agree with each other.
一个对外，一个对内。
One is external and one is internal.
但是我们要能够留意到啊，求神使它能够生长。
But we must ask God for the increase.
所以很多工作在进行的时候。
And so while many work are being accomplished.
你说哪一个比较重要？
Which would you say is more important?
我们在做工的时候。
When we are doing work.
我们不要忽略说求神使它生长。
We must not neglect the fact that we need to pray to God for the increase.
所以我们所做的工都是圣工。
For we do the work that we do is of a holy work.
所以我要求神来带领，求神来祝福。
And so we need the guidance and also the guidance of God.
所以我们要讨论这个宣牧实务。
And so we are to talk about the preaching and pastoring practical.
当每一件工作在进行的时候。
So when every work is being done.
你要有事前的这个安排计划。
That we need some planning work that is involved.
要有事先的准备。
We need to have preparation up front.
所以每一项工作你可以看到你要三个方面的准备。
And so in each work that there will be, you will see that there are three preparations.
一个是工作的准备。
And one is the preparation of the work itself.
工作包括工作前、工作中跟工作后。
And while in the work, there is the before and during and also the after work.
第二个就是祷告的准备。
And the second preparation is the preparation of prayer.
你要求神带领你，求神来祝福。
We need to ask God for His guidance and also for His blessings. 求神
同工。
We ask God to work with us.
所以要多祷告。
And so we need to spend much time in prayer.
每一项工作你都要有祷告的准备。
In every kind of work, we need to have this preparation of prayer.
第三就是你要有心的用心，有心的准备。
And the third is that we need to prepare our heart.
这些工作我要用一颗敬虔的心、感恩的心、喜乐的心去做。
That in this involving in this work, I will serve with a diligent heart and with a loving heart and with a caring heart.
让你的心能够被主的灵感动，被神的爱激励。
That our hearts can also be touched and be moved by the Spirit of God.
而且很甘心乐意，不是为人做，是为神做的。
And to do it with joy, with a joyful heart, not hesitant.And doing it for the sake of God and not for man.
那这样我们在工作当中就会看到工作的果效。
In doing so, we will see great results in our work.
我们很多事情或许有一些理论。
Of course, there are some tasks that there are a lot of methods and theories.
理论是建立我们一些观念。
The concept and theories is to build a certain principle.
但是有一些工作我们必须要有食物。
But in some work, we need to have this.The food.
食物也让我们有一种参与感，增加工作的经验跟体会。
And it helps us get involved with the work.
那每一件工作不可能都是十全十美。
And not every work will produce 100% to our satisfaction.
哦，能够在缺失当中改进，更加完全。
That through our mistakes and through every work that we can learn to improve.
那这样我们在每项圣工对我们一定都能够得到造就。
And so in each holy work that it can benefit each one of us.
哦，那我们来谈这个宣道的实务。
And so let's look into the preaching aspect.
好，我们知道传福音要怎么去传。
We know how to go and preach.
好，其实圣经有很多观念告诉我们。
Actually, the Bible teaches us many concepts concerning this.
它是一种本分，也是一种赏赐。
That it is a duty, and at the same time, it is also a blessing.
是一种还债，也是交账。
It is one that we repay, and is also one that
在神的面前要交账。
And also what we need to prove to God.
因为我们不能空手朝见神。
Because we cannot be before God empty-handed.
主耶稣来到世上的时候，
When Jesus came upon this world,
他就是传天国的福音。
Jesus preached the kingdom of heaven.
医病赶鬼。
He healed and performed miracles.
我们今天教会所传的不是社会福音。
What we preach in the church is not gospel of the society.
我们不是搞群众运动。
We are not doing a social work.
我们是要救人的灵魂。
But it is to save the souls of human beings.
传天国的福音。
It is to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
来证明神的恩道。
To prove the grace of God.
所以主耶稣来到世上的时候。
And so when Jesus Christ came upon this world.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us
说你要传福音给贫穷的人听
that you need to preach the gospel to the poor
让被掳的得到释放受压制的得到自由
and those who are captives can receive freedom and those who are slaves that can be free
让瞎眼的得看见能够报告神悦纳人的喜年
and that the blind can see so that they can be joyful in the Lord
所以我们今天这个时代
and so in our generations today
就是悦纳的时候
it is a time where we need to do this
所以我们要与神同工。
Therefore, we need to work with God.
但是我们要传福音。
And for us to preach.
我们要有这种像马其顿的意象一样。
We need to have the vision like that of Macedonia.
我们不但有使命。
Not only do we have this commission.
我们有意象。
But that we have this vision.
我们有一个目标去做。
That we have this goal to go forward.
所以当我们要重视福音工作的时候
And so when we emphasize on the work of preaching
其实你如果从使徒行传可以给我们一个很好的这个学习
Actually from the book of Acts we can learn a lot
因为使徒行传里面谈到这个圣灵行传就是教会行传
And because the Acts of the Apostle is talking about the Acts of the Holy Spirit
这个教会行传
This acts of the church
就是告诉我们教会要建立就是要靠圣灵
tells us that for the church to be established it must be established on the basis of the Holy Spirit
圣灵的同工
on the abidance of the Holy Spirit
靠着神迹的显明
and also on the revelation of miracles
还有这个真理
and also upon the truth
来见证神的福音
and to witness the testimony
这也是我们教会传福音的要件
And this is also what our church has been based on.
那从哪里开始传呢？
And so where do we start preaching?
使徒行传第一章第八节有讲。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it said,
从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
从犹太全地。
From all Judea.
撒玛利亚。
And Samaria.
直到地极。
To the ends of the earth.
古时候教会就是这样建立起来。
And so this is the church of the early days.
所以我们教会要推动这个福音工作要从点进到这个线面进到体
And so for our church to do the preaching We must do within our areas And then expand outwardly
你看哪里是你的耶路撒冷
And so we observe and think to ourselves Where is our own Jerusalem
以你的家庭你的家也是耶路撒冷
Your family can be considered as Jerusalem
以我们的教会教会也是耶路撒冷
And considering the church Church is also our Jerusalem
从一个据点开始动起来
And so from the point of location, we can expand.
然后能够推展更多的地方
And then expand outwardly to other locations.
以至于到世界传道
Until the ends of the earth.
所以能够到各城各乡能够从东从西从南从北
From different towns to villages to cities and from east to west and south to north.
能够由近而远
And so from near to far.
哦，由小而大。
From small to great.
那这样这个福音就会推展出去。
And only then the gospel will be preached.
那福音工作要推展的时候。
And so when for the gospel to be expanded.
哦，当然这个慕道者的带领很重要。
Of course, it's also very important to care for that of the true seekers.
啊，所以在这个《使徒行传》里面有两件神迹，都是瘸子走路。
And so in the book of Acts, there are two miracles, and this is, it all concentrates upon a paralytic being able to walk.
一个是美门口的，美门口的神迹。
One is Miracle of the Beautiful Gate.
啊，就是让这个瘸子起来走路。
So that this man who cannot walk can walk.
啊，他说金银我都没有，我把所有的给你。
And it was when Peter said, I have nothing to give you, but what I can give you, I can give.
所以这个建立信仰根基对一个开拓的地方很重要。
And so to build upon a foundation of faith for location, it is very important.
如果没有信仰根基啊，他的信仰是瘸腿啊，你怎么带就是变成一种拖累。
And so if we do not build upon a good solid foundation, no matter how hard we try, it would always collapse.
所以使徒行传就是讲到两个使徒。
And so in the book of Acts, it talks about two apostles.
一个是彼得，一个是保罗。
It talks about one of which is Peter and the other being Paul.
也告诉我们，我们人是与神同工。
And it also tells us that we work with God.
那至于这个带领的方向，使徒行传都告诉我们很多。
And as for the direction, the book of the Acts have given us many.
那保罗在哥罗西书又讲。
And Paul in the book of Colossians, he also said.
在第一章的二十五节。
In chapter 1, verse 25, he said.
有时候我们今天传扬耶稣啊。
He said, today we preach the gospel.
他做了福音的执事。
And he being a minister according to God,
就是要把神的道传得全备。
It is so that he can preach the complete word of God.
哦，所以福音工作要求圣灵同工，也要把神的道传得全备。
And so, in preaching the gospel, we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and also need to preach the fullness of the word of God.
哦，那在哥罗西书第一章二十八跟二十九节又讲。
And also, Colossians chapter 1, 28 and 29 also said,
我们要用诸般的智慧劝诫人教导人。
That we preach warning every man and teaching every man.
哦，能够把个人啊，在基督里面完完全全引到神的面前。
That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
哦，所以我们要带领人到神的面前来。
And so we need to bring others to Christ.
所以因为这个福音工作很重要。
And because this work of preaching is very important.
以至于我们应该要求神来开传道的门。
That we need God to open this door of preaching.
那这个传道的门能够打开。
And so that this door of preaching can be opened.
就像哥林多后书里面所讲的，要攻破坚固的营垒啦。
And just as it's stated in 2 Corinthians that we need to strive hard.
能够把人的心意能够转回归向基督。
That we can transform the hearts of men back to God.
哦，所以这些观念我们如果能够清楚。
And so if we have a basic understanding of these concepts.
那能够善用主给我们的恩赐。
And to use the gifts that God has given to us.
那相信我们同心合意必能够兴旺福音。
I believe that if we work in unity, the gospel of God will definitely prosper.
所以一般在宣道工作里面。
And so, in many times in this work of preaching.
我们以教会来讲。
In the aspect and the perspective of the church.
一般有的教会在推动这个宣道工作。
That when other churches evangelize.
比如说有的教会还没有成型，就是祈祷所。
And that is to say, when a church has not even been a church yet, it is only a prayer house.
哦，那这个福音工作很重要啊。
And then this evangelism is very important.
哦，所以慢慢人增加以后，教会就建立起来。
And as the number of believers increase, the church will be built.
比较有一种制度。
And so that there is at least a process.
教会也有人才，各方面也健全。
And that the church would have enough workers.
那教会健全之后。
And after the church has been built,
哦，当然我们有时候会针对开拓地区去传福音。
Of course, we can go to our around the locations to preach.
好像我们园林教会就往这个喜瑞都去开拓。
Such as the example of Garden Grove, now after Garden Grove is very steady that it goes to other places like Cerritos.
哦，所以能够再发展另外一个地区。
And so that it is able to branch out into another location.
那这种宣道工作的时候要重视家庭布道。
And such kind of work of preaching needs to emphasize on that of family evangelism.
因为家庭的这个布道也可以造就我们族内的信徒，也可以引导全家归主。
Because family evangelism can be benefit our own believers and alsoother truth seekers, whole family.
啊，我们有时候说家庭聚会。
Many times we say there are family services.
啊，其实家庭聚会是一个很活泼的地方。
Actually, family service is a place where it is very lively.
它可以对内，也可以对外。
It can go direct toward internal or external.
啊，可以讲一篇道理，也可以啊一起来谈论。
It can be geared as a sermon as a type, or it can be geared as a discussion type.
哦，但是我们时间也要有一些约束。
But of course, then we also need to limit our time.
那内容也要有适当的安排。
And the content needed to be prepared ahead of time.
哦，有的是有精简很有系统的。
And there are some that have a very structured way of studying.
那有的是配合啊这个当地的需要。
And there are others that discuss topics according to the needs of the family area.
所以家庭聚会也是有布道性质。
And so family services also have this nature of evangelism.
那我们也要鼓励信徒啊，啊，引导全家归主的观念。
And we also need to encourage the believers that the whole family should believe in Christ.
啊，我们全家归主也是我们传福音的目标。
It is also one of the goals of our evangelism that the whole family can be complete in believing in Christ.
哦，所以家庭也是福音的据点。
Because family is a place where one gathers together for service.
那当然福音工作要从个人开始。
And of course, evangelism, preaching needs to start from each individual.
啊，如果我们信徒啊，一个人立志一年带一个人来信主。
If our believers made a determination to bring in a truth seeker one every year.
啊，如果是十个信徒的祈祷所啊，第二年就二十个了。
And if we say that the prayer house has only 10 believers, by the second year they would have 20 members.
哦，那第三年就四十个呢。
And then the third year they would have 40.
所以我们如果说朝这个五年目标、几年目标这样推动是很快的。
And so if we have set for ourselves a certain year goal or 5-year goal, we can actually prosper quite quickly.
哦，所以我们要重视撒种。
And so we need to emphasize on sowing the seeds.
所以个人布道是传福音的一个基础。
And so personal evangelism is one of the foundations of evangelism.
家庭布道聚会是传福音的据点。
And family evangelism is a place, a service location.
哦，所以我们在个人布道里面。
And so for each of our personal evangelism,
保罗也教导我们。
Paul also teaches us,
啊，你像什么人做什么人。
That you be whoever you are preaching to.
就是我们跟人家谈到的时候。
That is to say, when we discuss the gospel with someone else,
能够站在对方的立场，了解他的需要。
That we are able to put ourselves in their needs and to see what they are in need of.
把福音传给他。
And then preach the gospel in this manner.
能够为主做真见证，来救人的性命。
And be a true witness for the gospel of Christ so that we can save their souls.
所以跟人家谈到也是要有一些技巧跟要领。
And so to discuss the truth with others, we also need to have a certain practice.
就像主耶稣也给我们很好的榜样。
Methods, just as Jesus has set for us many good methods.
比如他跟尼哥底母谈到，跟撒玛利亚妇人谈到。
Such as when he discussed the truth with Nicodemus or with the Samaritan woman.
这个就是很好的范例。
And these are all very creative ideas.
福音要救一切相信的人。
That the gospel is to save others.
不分你是犹太人、希利尼人。
Whether you be a Jew or a Samaritan.
哦，自主的为男为女。
or you are a man or a woman. This is the example Jesus has set for us. And so when we discuss the truth with others,
要谈真理，谈生命，谈救恩,
and we need to discuss about the truth, about the salvation,
这个是主耶稣跟人家谈到的一个内容。
And so this is some of the summaries that Jesus used to discuss the truth.
就是谈真理，谈生命，谈救恩。
And that is discussing the truth about life and about salvation.
了解神的爱。
So they can understand about the love of Christ, of God.
所以在谈到，我们当然可以在另外安排时间来做一些技巧性的一些学习。
And of course, we can also have discussions among ourselves on how to go upon these methods.
那另外在布道工作里面,
and also in other aspect of evangelism,
除了个人谈道、家庭布道聚会, 还有就是集众布道。
Besides personal and family evangelism, there is also the public evangelism.
集众布道比较常见的就是会堂。
And the most common form of public evangelism is the evangelism held in the chapel.
我们一般的教会都是有灵恩布道会。
Many of our churches have church evangelical services.
我们说灵恩会是对内，布道会是对外。
We say that spiritual convocation is for the internal and evangelism is for external.
有的教会只是单纯的布道会。
And some churches focus mainly on evangelism.
那灵恩会另外把它分开。
And separates spiritual convocation into another time.
不过是看各教会的情况来决定。
But it depends on the situation of the local church to decide.
所以我们要善用会堂来做布道。
And so we need to utilize the chapel to do this work.
有的教会一个月布道一次，叫做月布道。
There are some local churches that have monthly evangelical services.
一个月利用一次的布道。
That they have one evangelical service every month.
那有的也利用一个月里面有一个安息日下午来做布道。
And there are also those that utilize one Sabbath afternoon to do evangelism.
安息日没有说只有单独对内。
And not necessarily only internal.
不过这个要看这个教会的情况来定。
But it also depends on the situation of the local church.
那这个集众布道有的在教会以外的这个场地。
And some public evangelism are held outside of the local church.
比如说到大礼堂。
Such as to maybe an auditorium.
我们也曾经租用外面的礼堂来布道。
We have also rented auditorium from another building.
这个当然也要 动员小区的信徒。
And of course, this needs heavy involvement of the believers in the local church.
那另外有医院布道的。
There is also hospital evangelism.
像在台湾有长庚医院的布道。
Such as in Taiwan, we have many hospital evangelism.
因为我们当时到医院只是去访问信徒。
Sometimes we go to the hospital and we only visit the believers.
并没有去想到说要来这边布道。
But we never had the intention to be there to evangelize.
因为觉得这边信徒还蛮多的。
But then we discover when we visited that there are actually a lot of believers in this hospital.
在医院工作。
They may be working in the hospital.
结果信徒就带慕道者来听。
And so believers would bring truth seekers and friends to listen.
就发现说，那这些慕道者应该把它分开。
And then we decided that we should have a separate for these truth seekers.
后来我们就用布道性的跟他们聚会。
And so later on, we had special services that's geared in the way of evangelism.
医院也很高兴借给我们地方。
And hospitals are also very generous and happy to receive us.
都是免费的。
And it's all free of charge.
所以后来我们就组织了福音组。
And so we established a gospel committee.
有 ABC 组。
We have group ABC.
这样工作上可以互相搭配。
And so in the work that we can help and support each other.
那不会很累。
And so that not one group is too tired.
去医院做福音工作。
And so we go and do our work in the hospital.
所以这样一做十多年了。
And so we have been doing this work for many, many years.
一个礼拜一次。
Once every week.
所以有的信徒礼拜六聚会完就到医院去访问。
So there are those believers after Sabbath day, they go directly to the hospital.
那礼拜天晚上是布道聚会。
and maybe have evangelical service each Sunday evening.
好，那有时啊，有的还在医院的，就利用礼拜二去访问了。
And there are also those who visit maybe if they are still in the hospital on Tuesday, they will continue.
医院的出入很频繁。
Because it is very easy to go in and out of the hospital.
因为一个人不可能常常住在医院嘛。
Because not one particular person will stay for a very long time in the hospital.
哦，因为在医院里面是不说再见的。
Because in the hospital, you never really say goodbye.
因为说再见就又来了。
Because you say goodbye and later on he'll come back.
哦，所以这个医院是一个病痛休息的地方。
Because a hospital is for the sick and for those who need rest.
哦，所以你向他们传福音啊，他那种接受的那种。会觉得很是感受很大。
And so when we preach the gospel of God to them, they have a stronger sense of feeling toward and reaction.
后来我们发现就是每个礼拜这样布道，我们必须要再加强，所以就每三个月一次租用这个长庚医院大礼堂来布道。
And after a while, we discovered that we need to expand, and so maybe once every 3 months, we would rent the auditorium, hospital auditorium, to evangelize.
哦，感谢主，长庚医院啊，他也免费都提供给我们场地。
And thanks to the grace of God, this hospital, this particular hospital in Taiwan, is still very generous.
哦，那我们也动员信徒。
And we also motivate the believers.
邻近的教会。
And the local churches.
哦，都可以来配合这样。
Everyone can participate.
哦，所以这也是每三个月的比较大型的布道。
And so this is a greater scale evangelism that is held every 3 months.
那教会也有做老人布道。
The church also does nursing home evangelism.
十多年前我刚好在大同教会工作。
Years ago that I was in Ta Tong Church doing work.
也是偶然的机会去老人院访问老人。
And I also came upon the chance to go to a nursing home to visit.
在访问当中啊。也是感觉那个老人哦很孤独啦。
In the midst of my visitation, I discovered that these elderly people are very lonely.
而且那个老人也有一个很宽敞的地方，可以给宗教做教会来用的。
And actually, there is a very spacious area within the nursing home, whereas we can hold something like evangelism.
所以我们跟院长见面谈了以后，他就给我们用。
And so we asked the nursing home coordinator, and he's able to give us the space.
后来我们就在那里就一直布道这样子。
And so we were there, and we had many evangelical services.
其实布道我们有时候会觉得很难。
Sometimes we feel this work of evangelism is very difficult.
其实布道的主题啊只有三个字。
Actually, the topics of evangelism only consist of three.
布道的主题就是神。罪跟救
and that is God, sin, and salvation.
你只要把这三个重点能够从这个圣经主耶稣还有你生活信仰的一个体验介绍给对方。
As long as we are able to pull from the Bible and also from our personal experiences and share this with whom we are talking to, it is an evangelism.
它是有一个方向的。
It does have a direction of its own.
那另外有青年布道或者儿童布道。
And there is also the youth and child evangelism.
这也是有它的性质啦。
And this also have its own different characteristics.
像台湾有一个内湖教会，就是儿童布道开始的。
And actually, one church in Taiwan started from child evangelism.
因为它是眷村。
Because it is in a village.
所以小朋友很多。
And so in that village, there were a lot of children.
所以从儿童布道开始。
So we started a church from child evangelism.
当然要有宗教教育老师来带。
Of course, we need a lot of religious education teachers.
那这些小朋友都是慕道者。
And all these children are truth seekers.
所以他来教会听道理，你要花给他糖果。
So when they come to church to listen to the words of God, you need to also give them lollipops.
有时候灌个气球给他带回去。
And sometimes we will also give them a balloon to take home.
当然，因为我们不是用糖果跟气球来吸引他了。
Of course, we are not utilizing the balloons or the lollipops to attract them.
当他回去的时候，会告诉他爸爸妈妈。
But when they go home, they would also tell their parents what they've learned.
老师哦，今天讲什么故事
？They would say, "Oh, the teacher shared with us this particular story today."
他爸爸妈妈对教会印象很好。
And so the parents have a good positive notion to the church.
所以小孩子带父母来教会。
And so the children begin to bring their parents to church.
所以当中有一户带一户，这样就慢慢信徒就增加了。
And so gradually every child of every family start bringing their own parents and family after family comes to visit.
那我们现在教会比较普遍有在做的就是诗歌布道。
And what's also very popular nowadays is hymnal evangelism.
诗歌布道有的是单纯的，只有诗歌布道。
And sometimes these hymnal evangelism consists simply of hymns.
那诗歌布道当然要有诗班。
And of course, when you have hymnal evangelism, you need to have a choir.
所以在这个诗歌布道当中，是用诗歌做福音的翅膀。
And so, in hymnal evangelism, we are using hymns as the ways of preaching the gospel.
来传达神的这个救恩
，to preach the salvation of God，
来见证生命的真理
，to testify the truth in our life。
这个诗歌布道也有它很灵活的地方
，and hymnal evangelism have its own life。
我们知道在台湾原住民这个歌喉很好，很会唱诗啊，
弟兄。
原住民，有弟兄也有姐妹。
In Taiwan, there is a church where everyone has a very good voice. The Taiwan Aborigines have very good vocal.
所以我们就租用这个比较大的，像那种这个文化中心叫做文化中心，这样去做诗歌布道。
And so we rented a cultural center to have such a hymnal evangelism.
那这个有几个用意
？And this has some of its purpose.
第一个就是诗班可以交流。
And the first is that the choir can take turns.
不是在比赛。
It is not the competition that they are holding against each other.
而是透过诗歌来赞美神。
But it is through the hymns that they are praising God.
所以觉得这种举办这种诗歌布道大型的是蛮热闹的。
And so a large scale hymnal evangelism is actually very, very crowded.
但是它有一个缺点。
But it also has a certain weak point.
费用高。
At the expense is very high.
因为出路要车辆。
Because from the transportation itself is cost a lot.
吃饭要便当。
And when we eat, you need to provide the meals.
因为人多啊，费用多啦。
And because there are a lot of people, so there are a lot of expenses.
所以后来我们有考虑，就是说这种大型的可以两年、三年一次。
And so such a large scale evangelism, we decided to hold it only once every 2-3 years.
其实诗歌布道比较灵活的是小型的。
Actually, what's more lively is a hymnal evangelism that is more of a smaller scale.
这个大型的可以打知名度，教会的知名度。
A large scale hymnal evangelism actually probably only spread the church's name.
信徒要动员。
And that a lot of believers will also need to work.
但是小型的诗歌布道就很灵活。
But a smaller scale hymnal evangelism is more flexible and lively.
我曾经带神学生我们就是开两部车子，这样去教会，这样巡回一个半月做布道。
There was one time I took with me some theological students in two cars, and for a month and a half we go around all the different churches.
那因为在台湾的话，教会近信徒多。所以联系啦，工作配合比较方便。
And because Taiwan, the believers are live close to each other, and it's easier to go around, so we are able to do this.
那这个小型的步道在室内也好，室外也好，都很方便。
And so it's very easy and flexible for us if we decide to hold this evangelism both outside or inside.
我们车上都有器材，有喇叭，有音响。
And in our cars, in our trunks, we have prepared musical instruments.
没有教会的地方，我们在篮球场就可以布道了。
And when we arrive to a place without any chapel, we can go to the soccer field and have service there.
把那个线拉一下，喇叭放在车子顶上就可以布道了。
We can just put some strings around the court and just put a trumpet on top of the car.
但是那个要看这个社区的环境啊。
But of course, it also depends on the environment of that particular society.
因为每个国家或者地区的环境不一样。
Because every country and every area has its own uniqueness.
啊，听说古时候没有很古啦，五十多年前。
And about 50 years ago.
哦，以前啊，我们出去哦，有那个。啊、老工人、哦、你比较年长的工人在布道的时候有那个敲脸盆的
敲脸盆
就是脸盆拿起来敲、
In our early workers there are times when they took a base a basin and then they take a spoon and
因为那个脸盆用那个铝那个铝、哦、阿鲁米的铝、oh, 铝做的所以敲起来有声音、啊、附近的人就来了就来听到了、
The water basin is consisting of aluminum so when he bangs on it a lot of people would get a lot of people's attention、
哦、所以每个环境时、啊、这个都不同啦
And so in each different area they have its own different way
那我们现在一般教会在做布道会的时候
And commonly today when we do evangelism、
啊这个布道会，你要诗歌布道，你要先定主题。
When we have hymnal evangelism, we must first set for ourselves a topic.
哦，比如说我们这一次有啊、这个主题叫做耶稣赐你平安。
For example, this particular evangelism will focus on Jesus Christ is your peace.
哦，因为911之后心里不平安。
Because after the September 11 events, a lot of people is disturbed.
哦，那耶稣是你平安做主题。
And therefore, we use the topic Jesus Christ is your peace.
那这个诗班哦，就要配合主题去找相关的。
And then the choir must find for themselves the hymns that's related to this topic.
然后要安排时间来练诗歌。
And need to find the time to practice these hymns.
那这个整个一个小时的这个布道内容啊。
And so the content of this one-hour evangelism
啊，有诗班穿插，也有啊这个十分钟到十五分钟的见证
，and can be intertwined with the choir, the praises from the choir, and also with maybe 10-15 minutes of personal testimonies
啊，也有一个十五分钟的福音短讲
，or even a 15-minute short sermon
啊，那这个可以搭配起来。
And so these can also all work together.
哦，把它做一个连贯。
And we can set them and prepare them.
那聚会前哦，有一个啊诗歌交唱。
And before the actual service, we can even have an activity for that involves the audience.
可以带领那个来参加的会众对啊这个诗歌的一个印象。
We can get the audience involved in this evangelism so that it can be deeply imprinted into their mind.
把他的心啊能够拉到我们这个聚会里头来。
So that we can also pull their hearts to the level and the environment of our service.
那主领的人跟司仪互相配合。
And so that the workers all can also agree upon themselves.
那因为我们那一次都是跟神学生，所以也给他们一个实习的机会。
And so because during that time of our trip, it was all theological students, and so it also provided a good environment for them to learn.
哦，所以我们就先定了几个主题。
And so we first set for ourselves certain topics.
啊，诗歌都练好了。
And then we practiced all the hymns.
那这个主题就是配合福音短讲的内容。
And then all the topics are related, even the and the sermons.
哦，比如说耶稣是你平安。
Such as Jesus Christ is your peace.
啊，或者生命的更新。
Or the renewal of our life.
啊，或者说喜乐的人生。
Or the happiness of life.
哦，就是根据那个主题来讲那段道理。
And so using that topic, we can set our sermon.
那如果有信徒有当中有跟这个信息能够配合的见证，也可以。安排在里头。
And if there are believers who have a personal testimonies that is directly related with these topics, it is very good to use.
这是诗歌布道的。
And this is of hymnal evangelism.
我们一般都有参与过。
And most of us have already participated in this.
另外就是福音茶会。
And there is also another called the gospel tea gathering.
因为我们要讲食物。
Now because we want to talk about... Food.
那食物不是吃东西啊。
And when we talk about food, it is not just the food that we eat for mouth.
但是福音茶会要摆点东西给人吃啦。
And so in a gospel tea gathering, is usually that we prepare some food.
因为这个福音茶会也是宣道食物。
Because this gospel tea gathering is evangelism of spiritual food.
就是用很简单的茶点，但是我们主要是要传达这个福音。
So we may provide some snack for the visitors, but the main purpose is still to preach the gospel.
那福音茶会可以在教会比如说我们后面有这个餐厅，也可以做场地。
And so it could be held in the church, in the parish hall, or in the courtyard.
或者我们的家庭也可以做福音茶会的场地。
Or it could be held within a certain family's household.
但是信徒要动员去邀请慕道者。
But it still dwell upon the responsibility of the believers to ask their friends and visitors.
我的朋友，我的邻居，我的家人。
My friends, my family members, or my relatives.
让他很轻松的气氛来参与教会的活动。
So that they can have a comfortable environment to be also involved in church work.
那在福音茶会当中，我们可以请一个姐妹带一个短诗。
And even a gospel tea gathering, you can ask a sister to guide a very short hymnal session.
然后做悟性祷告。
And to have prayer in understanding.
然后传道人或者长职讲一个简短的这个道理。
And the minister can give a very short sermon.
那这个道理当然可以灵活应用。
And of course, such sermon can be utilized flexibly.
你也可以介绍圣经。
You can introduce the Bible.
或者介绍圣灵。
You can introduce the Holy Spirit.
介绍人生。
You can introduce human life.
或者谈一下信仰的追寻，都可以。
Or you can discuss about the faith.
那不要讲很久。
And it should not be long.
因为它是福音茶会。
Because it is a gospel tea gathering.
所以你差不多讲二十分钟。
So you may only speak about 20 minutes.
然后下来的时间做一个休息。
And so the rest of the period is a period of break.
就是休息十分钟到二十分钟。
And we take a break for about 10-20 minutes.
就是休息的时候大家可以用个茶点
And so during this break, we can use tea and also the snacks.
那可以借这个机会做一个简单介绍。
And utilizing this time to introduce each other.
那时间休息完了就再坐回来桌子这边。
And after the break is over, we can commence.
然后就给他们发问。
And then we can also have question and answer for them.
所以这个主领的人
And so the person who is leading
要能够很适当的用道理回答他
is able to be well versed in the Bible and able to answer.
这种福音茶会有一点像谈道性质的聚会。
And so this gospel tea gathering is like a very easygoing gospel discussion.
这个慕道者来他会有问题，他会得到东西啦。
And so if the visitor come and they have questions, they can actually receive something before they leave.
我们曾经在教会工作的时候，我们每个月办一次。
Before in church, every time we would have this once a month.
那为什么要这样做呢
？And why do we need to do this?
因为我们教会一般都是一年两次灵恩布道会。
Because usually back then our church hold only once or twice evangelical service.
那我们常常就是灵恩布道会到才开始宣布说哦灵恩布道会大家要为灵恩布道会祷告哦。
And the mistake we often commit is in the last minute we will broadcast and say that we will have evangelical service very soon.
那这样子的话，只有在那个月我们也很用心去准备了。
And then it seems that we only focused on that.Last minute, that last month to do all the preparations.
但这个传福音的工作是延续的呢。
But actually, if we think about it, evangelical work is a continuing task.
比如说你现在是四月布道会。
For example, now you do evangelical service in the month of April.
那布道会完以后有慕道者。
And after you have this evangelical service, you have actually some truth seekers.
那你延后的五六七八九都每个月都一次福音茶会。
And so, from the month of May till the month of September, you would have something like a gospel tea gathering.
等到十月的时候又灵恩布道会。
And then when you have the month of October, you will have another formal evangelical service.
你就可以把慕道者过滤了。
And then you can actually see the progress and of the understanding.
哪些是有心的，道理清楚的。
Which one does have the heart to pursue and which one is wants to have a certain understanding.
你到十月份灵恩布道会就有很多人会受洗。
And then by the time you hit the month of October, you will have number of people to baptize.
那一次布道会又有新的来了。
And even in those evangelical services, you will have new, more friends and visitors.
十夜之后呢, 十夜可以再延续下去。
And so after the October evangelical service, and starting the November, you can go to have informal evangelism.
就这样一直循环啊,
we've discussed, and so we continue the cycle.
这样慕道者会增加, 一定会增加的。
And I tell you that the truth seekers will definitely increase.
不是说到布道会才要开始找人啊。
It is not to say now the last month before evangelical service that we try to find people.
你就是每个月都很用平常心，很轻松的带你的。 朋友、邻居、家人这样来参加就可以了。
But we have this continual cycle of every month have a certain informal service or evangelical service to invite our relatives, family members, or friends.
那教会只有简单准备个茶点，不要太铺张，就是很简单的。
And church can prepare very easy, very simple snack and doesn't have to go too crazy.
那有工作的人。
And,
工作安排,
and there is work assignments
assigned.
And so everyone is not too stressed out.
Oh, 那我们先谈到这里。
We discussed till here.